Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They said it coming up in 15 minutes or so at 7:20, and we will definitely discuss what Kendrick Perkins said. Perk pulled a Wiggy when it comes to tonight's Celtics game and the importance of it, and we will get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up. There is some breaking news this morning, Curtis, or Shime. I don't know who has it.
The Steelers have traded George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. So the big receiver on the market, which was George Pickens, is headed to the Dallas Cowboys.
What?
It's expected to be centered around a third-round pick.
You got to be kidding. I was pushing the George Pickens train for so long for the Patriots to do that. Give up a third-round pick to get a guy like that? Man.
Wait, so a team gave up basically the same pick to get George Pickens as the Steelers gave up to get DK Metcalf?
Was DK for a third round? I thought DK was a second.
Maybe it was a second. Maybe I'm wrong. But even still, like, that's insane.
What about
DK is so much better than George Pickens.
Yeah, but
Pickens.
George Pickens is for...
He's good. No. Don't get me wrong. He's really right. good. But,
how
like,
old
that's
is he?
Crazy.
25?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, he's young.
He's super young.
They must be fully confident in the recovery of Steph Diggs.
Yeah, but you could basically Elliot Wolf could say he traded Matthew Judon for George Pickens.
Yeah, and I would be like, round of applause. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he has like a little bit of a, you know, like kind of baggage, like not necessarily off the field, but just like, you know,
him and
Tomlin didn't see eye to eye. But if you ever watch the kid play, and I remember him down in Georgia because that's where he went, he's super athletic. He can get those high balls. He's a great athlete. He's got really good speed. I don't know why you wouldn't want to take a flyer on.
You don't consider him to be a problem guy.
He's more
of like an annoyance.
Like I want the ball. More of one of those guys. You know what I mean? Like
what receiver isn't?
Yeah, exactly. So, and he's like 25 years old, maybe a third round pick.
Mm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Curtis.
Oh, that one hurt.
Shime, are you undergoing identity theft as we speak?
Yeah, I just got charged 3 times on my credit card and had to shut that down real quick.
Where were the charges done?
2 at a Sephora in Oregon at 6:55 in the morning, and 1 at a Walmart in Arkansas.
Mm. Mm.
I don't mean to be a stickler. I think Walmart's based in Arkansas.
Is that why?
Sephora may be based in Oregon.
That tracks. So
did
they were
with
internet
Lauren?
Purchases. Lauren is still sleeping because I texted her and she has not responded.
That's what you think.
Nope. I hate the scammers.
She also doesn't have that credit card. So.
The scammers are out there. I hate them. Be careful, man.
Well, you got to stop buying that hentai porn online. People are.
Greg, I would never use a credit card for that. If I'm going to do it, it's untraceable.
They're mirroring your card when you're buying that stuff. You can get it for free.
Yeah.
Never in a million years. EI Morning Show would accuse the producer of buying hentai porn, but here we are.
But sometimes you might want to subscribe and get, like, you know, more, you know, you want, might want to see the full-length video.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But do it
yeah.
at the reputable ones, like Pornhub or something that you know is, like, really popular.
What if you could get, like, hentai OnlyFans, where, like, you're engaging with somebody in a text message, but it's not a person.
I'm sure you can.
Or, Wiggy, you use a go-between to pay for it, like PayPal or something, so that it's not directly, you're not putting your card in right. to yes. the website.
Right.
Furryfun.com.
Shine was planning a drink for the wedding, but Lauren ixnayed it. It was the my hentai.
Nope.
Yeah, okay, make this happen.
All right, we have leads left. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. My lead is for
that
one.
That was a great Mai Tai joke. I don't care if it didn't get that. That was
thank
excellent.
You, Curtis.
Excellent.
Thank you.
My lead is for one Greg Hill. We all know that Greg has a move coming up, but it's within the building.
Yeah.
Staying in the beautiful Seaport where, uh-huh. you know, you're in a gorgeous building. There is something coming right outside of your window. New place called Ballers. I don't know if you've heard about it yet.
No.
3 paddle courts and 5 pickleball courts.
Oh, no.
The paddle courts year-round open.
Oh, boy.
The pickleball courts, the 5 of them, will in the winter be turned into an ice skating rink.
Huh.
This is expected to open in July, right outside your window. There will be a bar and a cafe attached to it.
Wow.
It will be open for people to have lessons with some professionals, as well as open play.
Wow.
Okay. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has the photo of what this is supposed to look like. And it is close to your building.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting after everything we've heard about those who complain about having pickleball nearby.
Yeah. I will hear the constant pop, pop, pop.
Yeah.
It's a piercing sound. It's pop, 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 pop.
I am surprisingly good when it comes to pickleball.
Oh.
I think it's probably because I spent some time working at the Weston Racquet Club on the tennis side of things when I was in my early 20s.
Uh-huh.
And so... I picked the game up right away.
Well, you'll have plenty of opportunity. Now, this thing is massive.
Huge.
Greg, I cannot lie because it's too good to be something I would create. But as a kid in Dover, we had tennis lessons. And my tennis coach was Dick Waterfall.
That's a cool name.
Sure is. He came in every day with like a new hot rod.
But you know, like where that
you know, he was smashing every single wife that was a part of the tennis club.
Yeah, he was a legend, that man.
Yes, he was.
You know what that location? It's glass all around. The noises are going to be echoing off of every surface.
I don't care about that.
Talk to me in three months.
People,
yes,
I hate.
I wear headphones sometimes when I'm outside. I can't sit on the deck. I haven't sat on the deck in 2 years.
You move to the city, you know the city is going to be noisy.
I agree.
These people, not anybody specific, but they're complaining. There's a Rocco's Sports Bar, which is opening in our courtyard.
Cannot wait.
It's a concept from New York. It's an unbelievable sports bar.
Yeah.
And these people are constantly having meetings and complaining about it. And there's people outside. There's people at 11 p.m. who are having a good time and making noise. Like
it's like ping, 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 ping.
Who gives an F?
Your pool days are over, though.
I mean,
you're going to hear this the entire time laying by the pool.
I don't care.
There are 9 courts outside. This thing is going to, and if they got lights, this thing is going to be all night long.
I can't enjoy my house. I have to wear earplugs.
6 pickleball courts right next to each other.
Well, it's 5, and then there's 3 paddle courts. And paddle, you play off of like a glass wall, so you're not even getting... All right.
I don't care.
The pickleball outfits by the Seaport crowd will be absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Just the most pretentious people doing the most pretentious things.
It's going to be the new form of exercise.
The Seaport district, which is almost all white, no African-Americans there at all.
No, it's not. Marjorie,
Oh, so that's what paddleball is like in that little glass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yep.
That is true. I saw Black Lambo over the weekend.
All right. Well, great. Thank you. Good lead, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So we asked, I think Curtis might ask this question yesterday about the Celtics and why they do what they do as far as the 3-point shot and everything like that. Why is that their offense? So I said, let me do a deep dive.
Oh, I love when you do a deep dive.
Yeah, I had to do deep dive into the shot percentages of the players on that team, 2 versus the 3s. And it is pretty astronomical. Is that the word, right?
Yeah.
It is pretty astronomical to think. Now, this is the players. Jason Tatum, 49% of his shots are three-pointers.
Yep.
Derek White, 72% of his shots during the regular season were three-pointers. Peyton Pritch, 72%. Jaylen Brown, I give him credit, 32%. I love that look. 70% of your shots, two-pointers. The other 30%, three-pointers. I don't care who you are. Al Horford, 68% of his shots are three-pointers. Kristaps Porzingis, 43%. And Drew Holiday, 53% of his shots are three-pointers. So when you look at this Celtics offense and the way the players are, you know, shooting the ball percentage-wise, twos versus threes, other than Jaylen Brown, everybody is like close to damn near 50% of their shots are coming in 3-point.
It's great when they're going in, but it's not so great like the other night when they're not falling for
it. And think about this, and let me just compare it to the team that they're playing right now. OG, how do you say his last name? Adebayo? Is 40?
No, that's Bam Adebayo.
Ananobi?
Ananobi.
So OG Ananobi, 44% of his shots are 3-pointers. Jalen Brunson, only 33%. Josh Hart, 32%. Kyle Anthony Towns, 27%. And Mikal Bridges is at 39%. So when you look at the Celtics lineup, the reason why it is because the majority of the guys that are on the court are shooting damn near 50% of their shots from behind the three-point line.
Good lead, Wiggy.
Yeah, it's very interesting when you start to look at that.
Maybe the greatest coach currently in the NBA will adjust a little bit this evening.
Yeah, and I'd like to see Tatum adjust. Go closer to Jaylen Brown's number.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Our back-to-back TV show-related leads okay on this show, Curtis?
Oh, great. Well, your name's on it, so.
I had one yesterday about paradise. This morning, scientists are concerned that this is right up your alley, Curtis, rising global temperatures may increase the environment where the fungus, which is called Aspergillus, thrives. The fungus, which is called Aspergillus, will be able to thrive. That is a deadly fungus, which is resistant to any kind of existing treatment and causes a disease called aspergillosis. Anyone want to guess at which television program currently that we are watching focuses on said fungi?
Quick Slants?
No. White Lotus?
No.
The Last of Us.
Yes. So when you see the mushroom heads that are out of control trying to bite you and eat you and kill you, whether you're in some kind of abandoned subway system or whether you're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and you had a fence that you thought that you thought would keep them out, that is what we are facing when it comes to this fungi. They are talking about the potential for yet another—I hate saying the word—another worldwide pandemic if we don't do something to stop Aspergillus fungus.
All right,
so just a heads up on that.
I'll stop kissing your dogs and let them sleep in your bed, and we won't have mushroom head people running around.
That would be life imitating art again, or art imitating life. Which is it? I don't know.
But I think life imitating art, right?
Yeah, and you are disappointed with The Last of Us.
Yeah, I'm just like... Even watching the last...
It got good, though, when they went to Seattle.
Listen, I'm all for... Chime talked about it. Hey, I'm all for going to Pornhub seeing a little girl-on-girl action.
Oh,
I ain't got nothing against it.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing against it.
I don't know how we landed there.
I ain't got nothing against it.
Okay, so you're in on girl-on-girl action.
But it's a little weird when they look like teenagers.
What in the world?
And they're basing the show around it.
He's talking about a relationship in the show.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're not. They're supposed to be older.
They look like they're like...
It's supposed to be a love story, though. It's not supposed to be a porno.
Right. It's like
it's there for as a storyline. Right, it's not there for your sexual entertainment.
No. But I'm not there for the sexual entertainment.
Exactly.
But I'm not even there for the love story.
Amen.
This is a show about mushroom head zombies or whatever they are, clickers, which what we learned from Chime.
Yeah.
I'm not there for the love story. Like, I don't know why they're inserting a love story. And then they're inserting a love story,
wrong word,
which is around two teenage girls. I wouldn't care if it was a teenage girl and a teenage boy.
Okay.
But why
this
are you
is getting worse.
Inserting it? What's getting worse about it? I'm just telling
just
you
let
what
him
I
talk. Yeah. I like to just let them talk.
I'm telling you what I feel about the show.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta get all sensitive about it.
I'm not sensitive.
I mean,
I'm just explaining the other side.
There's no other side.
I'm just saying because you said, you know, oh, I'm good for a little girl on girl action.
Yeah, on Pornhub, not on The Last of Us.
Right. Thank you.
But it's a love story. And unfortunately, you don't like the girl love story.
No, I don't love the love story.
But you just said you wouldn't care if it was a girl and a guy
on Pornhub. Oh no, I said I would care. I would care.
Oh, you just said you misspoke. Then you said I wouldn't care if it was a girl and a guy.
I wouldn't care if it's a girl and a guy, a girl and a girl, a guy and a guy.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want a love story.
You don't want people killing zombies.
You don't want a love story getting in the way of a good zombie television.
And
program.
Then it's like,
yeah, I understand.
And then the other thing, like I said, that makes it weird is because they're like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
what if
like
this conversation
weird
was The Last of Us.
That's like
you would hate Euphoria.
Yeah, it's like a weird. Like when you watch shows and there's like, you know, different things, it's a weird dynamic when you start to look and you're like watching a show and you're like, wait a second, I feel like am I in the wrong for watching this?
Right.
Shime, here's the 978 flex text. Did you see it? It's following the video game story, Wiggy.
Is that the video game?
Yes, it is. If you should know that.
Come on, Wiggy.
It's based on a video game.
Yes, it is. You see source material.
Did you see the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer yesterday?
Sure did.
Yeah,
it
looks
think?
Good.
Not bad. Kind of
looks,
excited.
Looks great.
Kind of excited.
Speaking of
granted,
sex,
it's a
like,
year
are
away,
you,
but.
Speaking of sex, as Wiggy always is, there's one part of that trailer where the main character guy is like do you have sex in Grand Theft Auto 6?
I mean, you can. Yeah.
Is that the indication that you got from that?
Yeah, I mean, Greg, have you in the old ones?
You've had sex.
Grand Theft Auto 5 you could.
Yeah, you could. Remember
you could go have sex with like a stripper.
Yeah, remember you could get the stripper, the prostitute, and
at pole position, the strip joint?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And they'd be out walking the streets.
Great name, by the way.
You could pick up the ladies of the evening.
And then the car would start to bounce.
Yeah, but that's not, this is like the, it's graphic in the trailer.
That was like a Sims. Do you ever play Sims? They have sex.
Yeah, it's very graphic.
You're not going to see like the unit.
You see the guy lying there and moving his hand around?
Oh,
and
that's true.
It was rather graphic.
But it looks good though. The game, like the visuals, it might be graphic, but the visuals are like really, really good. And I never played The Last of Us, so I don't know if there was a love story in that. They should bypass it. Just keep with the killing and all that other cool
stuff.
Supposed
to be a good story.
Okay. Anyway, leads are done.
Oh.
Thankfully. We're going to get to They Said It next, but first, Courtney, and what is trending right this moment?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox had a tough home loss last night. 6-1 was the final. Lucas Giolito went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 10 hits while striking out 2. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight. 6:45 first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics have game 2 tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7 with the Knicks. Kristaps Porzingis is listed as probable, while Sam Hauser is doubtful. As for the other NBA playoff games last night, the Warriors go up a game on the Timberwolves after taking game 1 99-88. In the win, they did lose Steph Curry, who will undergo an MRI today on a strained left hamstring. He is not expected to play, at least in game 2. And the Pacers now up 2 games heading to Indiana after a 120-119 win in game 2. Important to note that the Cavs were without DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take game 1 against the Golden Knights, and the Hurricanes take it in overtime over the Capitals to go up 1 game in their series. In some NFL breaking news from Ian Rappaport, the Steelers are trading George Pickens to the Cowboys. And let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Curtis, would you like a little bit of information from none other than the great Jennifer Hill? Apparently, Jen Hill is listening to this radio show right now.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to the greatest mom in the history of moms.
And she went to high school with Dick Waterfall.
No way.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
That is
Framingham,
what a...
Framingham High. What a small world we live
Imagine
in.
Imagine that name in high school.
Framingham, I believe for her it was Framingham North at that point.
Wow.
Right. And I don't know if I'd use small and Dick Waterfall in the same sentence, but yes, 56 degrees. Funny. That is so funny. I told you I wasn't lying. Yeah. Cloudy skies, afternoon high of 70.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That reminds me, Shime, if we have time for a quick would Wiggy eat it. I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but would you eat Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwich version of the Pop-Tarts?
Oh.
New product, I
Explain
believe.
Explain this to me.
Mitch, you like Pop.
I like Pop-Tarts.
You grow up,
yep.
your mom would make you the Pop-Tarts.
Yep.
That is coming out momentarily. Strawberry, chocolate, and the cinnamon version of the Pop-Tarts in the ice cream sandwich form.
All day.
Delicious.
Would all
you?
Day.
Yeah.
All
yep.
day, you would? I would go right for the chocolate fudge.
Yeah, it looked good.
All
right?
day long.
That's a smash it.
Yep. All day, yep. That's would, definitely
smash it?
Yeah, yeah. no yeah. trash. That's yeah. a smash. No trash.
Okay. That is a good one by Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Is right. any other Pop-Tart worth eating that isn't brown sugar cinnamon?
Oh, I don't know. Chocolate. The strawberry's really good.
I love the blueberry because yeah. I'm a basic
what?
Boy.
I like I the agree. S'mores.
S'mores with... is so good, Wiggy.
I never had that. I that's agree really with Curtis, good. Though. That like the cinnamon, that's the go-to one.
Goat.
That one's very good. I actually like the blueberry without the frosting. If you put that in a little toaster oven with some butter on top, is really good.
They have like the chocolate Oreo one, too.
Oh, I never had
good.
That.
Yeah, they got a bunch of different flavors.
All right, it's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego in here at 9 to talk about tonight. Right now, though, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. The dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Catches Law. They are honoring those who built this city. So nominate a hardworking hero... Whether they build or drive or care for others in our city, just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate them today, and they can win big. Shime, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, Kendrick Perkins is jumping on Wiggy's side of the street here into Wiggy's lane and saying that game two for the Boston Celtics is a must win. Here was Kendrick Perkins.
You damn right it's a must win.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You can't afford to go down 0-2 to the Knicks, lose two, drop two straight at the crib, and expect to go to Madison Square Garden and think things are going to be sweet. We're not going to sit up here and disrespect the New York Knicks and act like they don't have the personnel or they don't have some riders over there and some guys that could go in there and give you that work. And we start with Big Body Brunson. Hell yeah, this is a must-win for the Boston Celtics. You go down 0-2, this series is over with. I don't give a damn what nobody says. We don't even know the status of Kristaps Porzingis. Hell, at this point, I don't even care because he's basically been a no-show in this postseason thus far.
Okay, I mean,
I have a question for the room.
Yeah.
Who is the best road team in basketball?
The Celtics.
By a wide margin.
Correct. Yeah.
They had a historically great road record, and I think the Celtics have a pretty long history. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is not a must win at all.
Okay. But I will be alarmed if they don't go out and blow doors tonight.
Correct.
You won't be
yes,
nervous?
I will be.
I'm not going to be alarmed until they're out of the playoffs.
Oh,
they are such a talented team.
I mean, he can kind of sway me to be like, all right, I get it where it's a must win because you don't want to go back to New York down 2-0 and then, you know, your back's against the wall. And a couple years ago, I mean, it's not the best example. They were down 3-0 against Miami and they pushed the game 7.
Yep.
But
yep.
I wouldn't even take the Pacers series and the Cleveland Cavaliers series. Just think of the, you know, for Cleveland going to Indy being down 2-0 and the confidence that Indy's going to play with at home.
And, like, I don't know if you guys saw that mayor of New York, Eric Adams. He was posting, like, they had a big watch party while the Knicks were playing in game one. And he's like, good luck coming and playing here. Like, this is what it sounded like when we won. I want them to shut him up.
You got to win. I don't care what it is. Yeah. I don't care if you win by one or you win by 15. You have to walk out of that building tonight with a W.
But do you think there's any kind of an adjustment from Joe Mazzulla? Or do you think that they dance with what brung them and they are going to continue to rely on the threes in the majority of what their shot selection is?
I think they will. The adjustment is we can't shoot 60. Let's get back to our
average of 48.
Let's get back to between 42 and 48 and somewhere in that range. And I think that, you know, and hopefully – when they get back to it, they'll get back to the average that they, you know, they usually shoot a pretty decent percentage, maybe like 38%.
Yeah.
Get back to that.
508 Texter despises those who use must win in a non-win situation. Must win only reserved for elimination games.
Right.
See, I don't agree with that, though. Because, you know, the momentum of a game.
Well, the definition of it, it's kind of.
Yeah, I get the literal definition of it. But, you know, the momentum of a game. So if you're the Cavaliers and you're down 2-0, it's way different mentally for you as a team than being 1-1 going to Indiana.
Yeah.
So you could say that it's like, I'm not saying that the series is over, but your mindset is just different.
Okay, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, next is we talked earlier, I think it was either this week or the end of last week, about Abdul Carter trying to get Lawrence Taylor's number and that getting denied. Well, then Abdul Carter wanted Phil Simms' number, and Chris Simms explained how that goes, and you'll be surprised to hear who exactly seems to be the one that shut it down. Here was Chris Simms.
As that day goes on, he talks to Drew Rosenhaus. He calls me not long after. He goes, you know, Christopher, I mean, I don't really care about this stuff that much. I think it might be cool if he wears my number. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I'm with you. I don't really have a problem with it either. Within that, I said, the first thing you need to do is call LT and just make sure he's okay with it. So he does that. A few minutes go by. Hey, I got to get off the phone. Somebody's calling me. He calls back a few minutes later. And that was Joe Shane. He was talking to me about Abdul Carter's number. And so we got off the phone, and I'm going, well, damn, he's going to give the number to Abdul Carter. Well, you know, SpongeBob, 2 hours later, my sister calls. I thought you were going to be on my side. So that's when I knew, uh-oh, mom and sister have gotten involved here. And mom and sister have one more vote than me and brother, and I don't know where my brother stands on this. That's how important it was to them.
What? So funny.
I mean,
that.
So his mom's and his sister
like
shut
why?
It down.
Why?
But
this is all a way to try and make it seem like Phil Simms doesn't care, but it's perfectly fine. He wants the number to be remain retired, and I get it. Just don't put your wife and your daughter under the bus. Like,
so I see. It sounds to me like Phil Simms was thinking it was, a deferential thing and a compliment to him.
Yeah, I mean,
which,
that's what he wants you to think.
That's what he. Yeah,
I'm with Curtis.
Right,
like
that,
the fact that you're throwing your whole family under the bus for this.
Yeah. But it's like for Phil, it's not really a compliment because he was a quarterback. Abdul Carter is a defensive player, so it's like paying homage to Lawrence Taylor, I get that, but for Abdul Carter, he just likes the number 11.
Yeah.
He's not wearing it to honor Phil Simms.
Shador denied the opportunity to wear number 2. Listen, how does it work? If you're a first rounder, top 10, do you generally get to pick your number? Would you say it's generally the case?
No, it depends on if somebody's wearing the number. Generally, you have to pay for the number if somebody's wearing it. So
you pay the player.
Yeah, you pay the player, right? So let's say what number is
Shador's going to wear number 12, which is nice. I mean, he's been doing some things with Tom Brady. So.
I'm like, say 10, Drake May, and say Steph Diggs came here and goes, "Hey, I want to wear 10. I'll pay you $50,000 for the shirt." That's how it works. Like, why can't he wear 2 in Cleveland?
They gave it to another pick.
Okay.
I believe.
Don't know.
They would just probably, he'd have to pay that other pick because it seems like the other pick was a higher pick. So he gets first dibs. He'd have to say, "Hey, listen, I'll give you $25,000 for number 2.
Yeah. Chime, you Googling?
I wish somebody would have bought
this. This is when we need ChatGPT, right? Audio. I told Ken this.
Yeah. I would have loved for somebody to buy my jersey.
I know Ken's busy, Curtis. He just fixed the toilets in the men's room. Did you see that?
I did.
Yes.
I saw him arrive with a plunger. Which
the urinal and the commode broken. Yeah. But Ken got he was out there. He was plunging it yesterday.
Right.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah. Yes. No, he wasn't.
He ran it up the flagpole.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Shedeur Sanders dropped to the 5th round of the NFL draft. Tom Brady was on Jake Paul's podcast, because there's not enough podcasts, Curtis. I don't know if you know that. But Tom Brady was on there talking about Shedeur, and he actually talked to Shedeur as he was falling in the draft. Here's what Brady said.
I actually texted Shedeur, because I know him very well. And I said, "Dude, like, whatever happens, wherever you go, like, that's your first day. Day 2 matters more than the draft. I was 199.
Yeah.
So who could speak on it better than me? Like, what that really means. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it."
What music to play in the background?
TikTok videos. They're great.
I would have been like on the phone. On the phone with Brady. "Dude, what are you doing? Can you pick me here somewhere?"
Right.
Did you see Brady balk though on Skip Bayless when they asked him about, you know, you and Shedeur are supposed to be, like, close, and you're in the war room. Why wouldn't you? There were reports that you were evaluating.
But wasn't in the war room, was he?
No, excuse me. You were evaluating these guys, and he was like, "That was a blatant lie. I didn't have anything to kind of do
with
it."
Oh, he had nothing to do with it at all?
But that's what he said.
So what's he there for?
Right.
Selling tickets, I guess. Going to games.
Shaking hands.
Yeah. Because they were like, they asked him about, you know, you.
But wasn't he advocating for a quarterback? There was a late pick that they took.
Yeah, they took Cam Miller in the 6th round out of North Dakota State. But they just asked him, they said, "Well, you know, you were evaluating these guys. Why, you know, didn't you make a run on?" And that's what the Skip Bayless reported. And he was like, "Skip Bayless is an effing liar."
All right. Anything else, Shime?
No, that'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said in sports yesterday and the news with Courtney is next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wild video has come out of three squid fishermen that had to be rescued off the coast of Cape Cod late Monday night. So Philip Tran and his friends were about to start their own squidding when they spotted three other squidders that were stranded on their capsized boat. Tran got them to safety, flagged down fire and rescue, and luckily saved three lives. These three men that were stranded thought they were going to die.
Wow. So they just came upon them in the night.
Correct.
Floating out there, or the early morning,
yes,
whatever it was.
Yep.
Wow.
We can hear from Philip Tran on BZ.
I was in shock at the moment when I first seen it, and we just sprung right to action. It was very crystal clear, like it was like a God calling light, and we just head towards that way. And then as we got closer, we seen the capsized boat with three people like on top of it. They thought they were gonna die. I asked them, how did you feel? You thought you're gonna die? And they're like, yo, of course.
Wow. So, dumb question. Is squid calamari, or is that something different?
I think it's calamari.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Because our squid... this is going to be a dumb question.
It's okay.
Are squids and octopus the same thing?
No.
No.
So, isn't calamari octopus?
No.
Yeah, calamari, I believe, is squid, because squid have less tentacles, I believe, than octopus.
Yeah, okay. Octopus is a much bigger, different kind of meat. Like, if you go to Cava, they have an octopus there that doesn't resemble calamari.
Yes, JP Mayer 25 in the Twitch chat says, I'm dumb. Yes, I know. I'm dumb. Yeah. I acknowledge it. Uh-huh. I understand. I am focused on one thing and one thing only, and that is clams.
Not enough clams.
Correct. All right.
So luckily, they were all saved. Nobody was injured. Experts are looking at the now 11 sets of remains found in March and April in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and here in Massachusetts. And if there could be a New England serial killer.
Oh, boy. Is that the name? Is it an official name? Or do
official yet.
We need to come up with a name.
Probably have to come up with a name.
It doesn't sound scary enough. Like, the New England serial killer doesn't sound Like the five states in New England? Another dumb. Okay, another dumb question.
Yeah. What is going on? This
six
morning?
State killer. Yeah. Maybe that would be a good one.
I don't. Oh. I hope that there's not a serial like killer. So I hope six that there's no
killer.
Name.
This started in Connecticut. What about the nutmeg killer?
The Abetz.
I don't think we want to sully the good name of pizza.
Yeah, oh, but nutmeg is okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
FBI instructor and certified police instructor Scott Duffy has said that the major issue that's going on right now is that the police are not giving out enough information about how these people died. So that's leading to these Facebook groups for people to speculate. He's saying that nothing that he's seen so far would arise to a serial killer being responsible.
Okay.
And now last week, this gives me hope that there is not a serial killer. Connecticut police arrested a man named Donald Kofel in connection with the murder of one of the women, Groton woman, his roommate, Suzanne Wormser.
Okay.
So if... You know, he's responsible for one.
So does that give you some comfort?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because you were loaded with anxiety last week in Springfield.
Well, the anxiety only heightened because one very, very nice gentleman, a listener of the show the night before, is a police officer and was telling me about the two bodies that were found.
Yeah.
And how they were killed?
Yeah.
So I think that, but has there ever been a serial killer out there who switches up their killing pattern? You know?
Curtis. You missed. We were going to the pizza place before the pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Red Rose.
Yep.
And Courtney was furiously, and I was happy to do this. I think I may have even volunteered. Mm-hmm. I said I would be happy to walk you to the pizza place.
Yes.
It is literally across the crosswalk outside the door of the MGM.
You can never be too safe.
I understand, but I don't think you were going to be grabbed walking across the crosswalk.
I mean, it's not like nobody's ever been grabbed in broad daylight before, so, I mean.
Right. Yes,
I mean, that's never happened, Greg.
I understand, but it was like a 15-foot walk.
I was surprised when I walked outside and you could see Red Rose
right there.
From the door.
Yes. Doesn't take much, though.
Nope, right. It doesn't.
Vans pull up,
yep.
That's it. They throw you right in the back.
Yeah.
But using that logic, you would never get in a car.
Right.
I know. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's freaking me out. Okay.
She was on the phone with her parents while we were walking across the
FaceTime.
What?
My mom did call me when we sat down and said, "Did you make it?"
She did?
Yeah. It's good to check in.
Leaving now. 10 seconds later, made it.
She also tried to come at me after the show yesterday. "You're making me sound crazy on the show." I said, "Am I saying anything that's not true?" She said, "No, but what if I called and I told them that if I don't answer my phone or if Dad doesn't answer your phone, what you have a meltdown?" I said, "Who do you think I learned it from?"
That's true. You do?
Yeah.
Oh. What if they don't answer?
Well, I have my mom's location, so, but yeah, if she doesn't answer twice in a row and then my dad doesn't answer, my brain goes to a very dark place.
So you a dark side thinker.
Yeah.
So anytime you thinking the worst.
Yes.
That's, oof,
Court, I
that's
mean this, tough. I don't want to lose you for 9 months or 6 months or however long it would be, but you having a kid changes so much of this. You just don't worry about things as much.
Yeah. Okay.
Your mind is overtaken by many more things that make what concerned you before trivial.
Yeah, well, my medicine has helped a lot. Yeah. But
you can't wrap, like my grandmother used to say to my mother, you can't wrap them in bubble wrap. Yeah. He's got to go outside.
And honestly, my cold plunges at Sweat House, I had heard that helps with like anxiety, really has cut down my anxiety.
Sounds like
okay. You were afraid you were going to be kidnapped everywhere you went in Springfield.
Yeah, but I would have been like, I wouldn't have left the room, you know, a few months ago.
Also, great question in the Twitch chat. What was I going to do? I mean, I could
yell for help.
Yeah.
Greg would have said, take her.
I would have shoved Courtney toward the vehicle so I could get away quickly.
Nice. Like, help! She's being kidnapped. Get the license plate, Greg.
he wouldn't be able to do it. He'd have to take his glasses off, squinting. Right.
I could have gotten the plate. That's true.
Okay, as long as you can get the plate, we can kind of go from there.
We got to take a break, but we will get to the rest of this morning's news coming up next.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.